Okay, this is going to be the most important question I ask you. How do you pronounce your name?
Chuck.
Last name.
Gatchenberger. I'm sorry.
I'm sure you make that joke all the time.
Yeah, I do.
So, before we get to any of the issues or anything, just tell me a little bit about yourself and, you know, what you did before you were in the legislature and kind of, you know, your purpose for running.
Okay. Well, the first one, what I did beforehand, I was a financial planner. I did that for about 12 years, Bible-based money management seminar with, I can't say my broker-dealer, but I was director of academic advising for 15 years also over at UMSL with Evening College. Lived in the area for 31 years, been involved in a lot of different philanthropic organizations. The reason why I ran is because I've been blessed my entire life, you know, without anything. I mean, without me, I haven't done it. God's blessed me like crazy. So I've just been trying to give back to the community of doing this. This possibility came open to be the rep back in 2008, and I prayed and talked about it, same way I did when I was thought about going for the Senate. Never thought I'd run for Senate, but I got involved in it, and I won quite overwhelmingly. And then from that step, just getting involved and helping the people in my community. That's what I see it about being about, is helping somebody in your community. It's not about me. I'm not all that in a box of chocolates. I'm just a servant doing the job that's locally here. I don't have to do this job, but I kind of have to do it, if that makes sense to you.
Can you explain that?
Well, it's just giving back to the community. Just, you know, being blessed my entire life. I've done well financially, spiritually, three great daughters, I don't know, just a lot of things that you can't put your finger on, but just say that you are blessed.
You ran actually in 2006 against Donger.
Yep.
And this is a situation where all three candidates have lost at least one race. What did that race teach you about 2008 and beyond? Because, you know, you obviously won your 2008 race by a pretty large margin. Did that teach you anything about campaigning for that race and this race as well?
Yeah, to tell you the truth, I was mad at God at that point. You know, and after you settle down, you figure, okay, there were some things working in that thing that I know about now that I didn't know then. And the thing about working hard, keep working hard, just keep working hard. The thing that I do the best is work hard. You know, I know I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but I keep hitting it until I find out information. I keep hitting it till I get the answers. I keep hitting it until I figure out what's going on. So if it taught me anything, is to work hard and don't believe people around you.
So you've been in the legislature for 6 years?
Yes, sir.
Tell me kind of about your experience in the legislature. I think you're a chairman of a committee,
yeah,
if I'm not mistaken. Just tell me generally what you feel you've done in the legislature and kind of what that brings to this campaign.
Okay. A couple things I've done. A lot of different things. I'm chairman of local government, one of the first ones in my class to do that. That is by far given more bills than any other committee in the state. We have about 500 bills a year that are brought up by everybody just in the House. I probably get 125 of those, and there's another 30 committees out there. So we deal a lot with cities and counties, taxing districts, road districts, land conveyance, a lot in that environment, sewers, waters. So we get it down a lot in the nitty-gritty. I mean, no pun intended on that. But I'm also in money and banking, which fits well with my financial background. Some of the things that come up in money and banking don't make any sense unless you dig into them. I'm also on utilities. Right now I'm fighting with PWSD number 2 out here because I think they're doing some things not good for the residents. You know, I've also been on general appropriations. During my term, I have expanded the Castle Doctrine, also taken a right to carry from 23 down to 21. I'm in the process of trying to do that to 19, military 18. Just a lot of different things to help different people get stuff done. Not necessarily always my points of view, but just help people that come to me and ask.
Did you sponsor, I remember this from a year ago, did you sponsor an amendment to allow the city of St. Louis to become part of St. Louis County, or was that, am I mistaken on that?
I actually brought a bill up for that, but you know, it, I was trying to get some flavor of sometimes it's extremely hard to get input on a situation, on an idea that you have. You try to find out information. The only time, a lot of times, you get information on it is when you file a bill. Then people come out of the woodworks. I filed it, and it sat for 3 months. Nobody did anything to it. You know, I expected people to say, oh, no, it's great. Oh, no, it's awful. Oh, no, it's great. You know, not until it got a little bit closer to it when it was on the hearing docket, and then that people started coming up and say, oh, no, this is not good. It's like, oh, okay, you know, then you back off. You can just say, hey, it's not a good idea to do it.
Yeah,
so I didn't do it. I didn't bring it up this year.
I asked because that's becoming a more and more, it's being talked about a lot more in the city and the county. And my guess is after this election cycle, you know, it might get some more serious traction. And if you're in the Senate, since you sponsored that and you are on the local government committee, it might get more action than it did before. Is that what you're seeing as well, or maybe not?
Well, what I've heard previously is people are kind of like, well, we don't want it. Hell no, we don't want it. You know, so it's like, okay, you know, backing off. This is something that somebody brought to me that said, well, it seems like that might not be a bad idea. So you bring it up. And then you got the groundswell of it coming up, and then so you say, okay, you know. Then I talk to the chairman and say, don't even hear it. You know, too many people are against it. Maybe it's not written right. Maybe it means the wrong thing. Maybe it's just all screwed up.
Yeah. So what's it like to campaign in this district? It's a very fast-growing area of the state. I remember driving through here when I was a student at Mizzou. It was like a two-lane road to go through Wentzville. Now it's a highway, and the population has exploded. What's it like to campaign throughout this Senate district?
It's kind of two different districts because, one, regular-sized Senate districts are 163,000. Scott Roop's before was 240. The House districts are usually 34,000. Mine was 92,000. So I kind of have two districts. The one that I won in for the last 6 years, and then the other one on the outskirts, part of Dardenne Prairie over into Cottaville. Those people I have not touched before. So if I go walk doors like I'm going to walk today, and if you want to find out what it's like, you can come walk doors with me. I'd welcome that. But it's kind of like, oh, hi, Chuck, how you doing? I've either, you know, helped clean up a road with them, a stream, been on the ski club, cleaned up this, planted flowers, been on lakes and parks, on the Silk Committee, on the Finance Committee, or something. So there's two different environments. So if I need to lick my wounds or something like that, I go back to my, you know, to my home territory.
Yeah, there's two other candidates in this race. Bob Onder, who you ran against before, and Vicki Schneider, who I guess you've never run against before. I guess there's some expectation that maybe it was going to get acrimonious because you two have run against each other before. Granted, I live in St. Louis City, so I don't really see the day-to-day stuff. Has it gotten kind of testy or nasty yet, or has it kind of just been simmering and might get more tense as the election goes on?
My disposition on the campaign, and I can't say what they're going to do, I'm going to say everything positive. I'm going to be upfront. I don't touch signs. Some of my signs have been touched, not figuratively, but literally speaking, but I don't do that stuff. I'm going to go out there and tell everybody what I've done and what my plan is. We need jobs. We need to get the state going. We need to get out of the way of small business. We need to do stuff for the people. We've got AAA bond rating in the state of Missouri. That happened on my watch. We're the third most fiscally sound state in the nation. That happened on my watch, too. I'll be damned if that's going to go away.
I think one of the things that has caught a lot of, you know, casual observers by surprise, all three candidates have self-funded. Uh-huh. You've self-funded, Onder, Vicki Schneider has funded. Just a two-part question. Why did you decide to throw your own money into this race? And what kind of message does it send that three candidates running for a state Senate seat have invested at least $200,000 of their own money into this race? Do you think it just means that you're going to be able to think more independently because you're putting your own skin in the game, or does this kind of just show that Missouri politics has gotten prohibitively expensive in some sense?
Well, we'll take the latter part first. Yes and yes. I put my money in because that's what you need to do at this, when you're playing at this level. I have put $250,000 into my campaign. Anders put $230,000 into his, and Vicki has put $240,000 in. I have put more of my own money in, and I've raised more money than the other two candidates. So it's, you just, to play the game, that's what you have to do. And if you're not beholden to anybody, you don't have to be beholden to anybody.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Well, I see, you know, self-funding gets a lot of attention. I think some people are like, well, somebody throws their own money in the race, they're trying to, quote unquote, buy an office. But on the other hand, and I'm not saying that's what's happening. On the other hand, though, if you put your own money, it shows to your supporters that you're serious about running and you're not really beholden to anybody but yourself. So I kind of see it both sides of that. Is that kind of how you see it as well?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, if I don't have to say one way or the other, there's a lot of issues out there that people have tried to get me on one side or the other. It's like, you know, talk to the hand. I don't have time for this crap. You know, I'm here to do my job.
Yeah. And how do you think the race has been so far? I kind of mentioned the ranker before, but what's it kind of been like running against these two other candidates? And what do you think distinguishes you compared to the other two people that are running for the seat?
I've always tried to be a statesman. I'm not going to, like I told you earlier, I'm not all that in a box of chocolates. I just go down there every day, do my job, day in, day out. That's what I do. I go in early, I stay late. For a part-time job, it's pretty much two full-time jobs. I am extremely above board talking with people. Like my mom said a long time ago, if you don't have anything positive to say about somebody, don't say anything about them at all. So if somebody asks me to say something negative about some of the other candidates, I'm not going to do it.
And I think another thing that people are going to be watching for in this race and some other races is there's kind of this block in the Senate that filibusters things. You know, Lamping was part of it, Schaaf, Emery. There's kind of a coalition that was kind of a really strong bulwark against stuff. Would you kind of gravitate toward that realm of the Republican caucus, or would you try to be more of the Republican caucus that actually, you know, tries to pass bills and bring consensus and do things? I know I'm being very general here, but I'm pretty sure you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Lamping's not going to be there, but I want to get stuff done. Dempsey does a very good job. Ron Richards, I've served with him over in the House. He does a very good job. I see my job is backing those two boys up to help them accomplish that. It's kind of like playing football. Okay, sometimes I'm going to carry the ball. Most of the time I'm going to be blocking. I get that. The thing is, though, when we get down to the field and punch it into the end zone, we have made a touchdown. Not me, not Mo, you know, not Emery, not anybody like that. It's like, why did you come there in the first place? I ask this to new reps all the time. Why did you run? Why are you doing what you're doing? Some think about that. If they can answer those two questions, then that answers to me if I'm going to work with them or not.
And answer that question for yourself, you know.
Well, the first time that I did, why did I run, is because it was just expanding the philanthropic things that I had to do. I make substantially less money doing this than I would of anything else. And why am I doing what I'm doing? I do my job as if I were not the state rep the way I would want my state rep to do the job. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Are you essentially a full-time legislator right now, or do you have another job?
I'm a full-time legislator.
And the other question I have to ask, I saw your truck coming in. Explain your awesome truck with your face on it.
I'm a rapper now. You know, I have a van. I have an E150 van that's been wrapped, and it says Chuck for Senate. And, you know, sometimes, hey, high definition on those pictures, not a good thing. But, my moving billboard. I have a truck, and the van is probably three times that size.
You have two trucks,
yeah,
that are wrapped.
One's a van, E150 van, panel van, and the other one's my truck.
And do you think that gives you kind of an advantage in a district like this where you have to travel a lot? Or is it just kind of a fun thing while you're campaigning, essentially?
Well, I hope it gives me an advantage so people see it. You know, you park at different places, and I have somebody driving around, and they park it at this place, have a cup of coffee, you know. Then they go over there and talk to these people, and, you know, I have volunteers to help me drive it around.